Sportscast November 12th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels. If you haven't yet, please leave a rating and a review on iTunes. It will help us out tremendously. And subscribe on YouTube, Periscope, and Facebook. You can watch, like us, and enjoy this amazing episode. This episode is brought to you by Mind Juice CBD. If you need some healing somewhere in your body, buy it today. And we'll have Victor Rocha talk about that, our official sponsor. NFL Week 10 was action-packed weekend. Lamar Jackson, unstoppable. And there's no more undefeated teams. The last one was the 49ers. And joining us to talk to us a little bit about the NFL and some CBD oil, Victor Rocha.
Hey, I'm excited. We've been gone for 2 weeks, so we're back.
Two-week hiatus.
We're in red. It's Rutgers red. Jersey in the house.
Red for Miami Heat, because I'm going to the Heat game after the show. Here's the thing. The reason why Victor was out for 2 weeks, because we had a lot of college football coverage. So when things happen, the schedule just changes. And we had a big game last week, LSU and Alabama, which LSU won huge. But we're back to the NFL, but things are going to get crazy in the next couple of weeks. So Victor's going to be off and on, I think. But
I'm trying to work my schedule to stay on. It was just that one Tuesday, and we'll go from there.
Before we head on to the NFL, tell us a little bit quick, 30 seconds, about your CBD Mind Juice.
All right, well, we have an array of products, but the one number one for me, right, why I got into this business is because I got bad knees. I hurt my knees. Long story short, I put this cream on, and within 2 minutes, some of the swelling went away, the pain went away, and I've been walking better than I have. I can't even remember. I have 3 operations on my knee. So we found the product, and it was difficult to get. So we decided, let's open up our own company, a partner of mine. And again, we have a lot of great products, but this has really, really worked for a lot of people that were going through joint pain, knee pain. It's natural, anti-inflammatory, it has an analgesic, and it's here made in Miami. And again, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not doing this. I opened this company, but I'm doing this for me because one, my body, and two, the responses I've gotten from parents and people that it's helped and made them sleep better. Again, everybody's experiences, but I really enjoy hearing the positive comments. So thank you for just letting me mention it. It's CBD. It's Mind Juice. It's legal. Has no THC. You won't get high, but it really works. And it's already coming out of local stores right here in Pembroke Pines, Gypsy Moon. Shout out to them. They're one of our first distributors, and we're about to distribute all throughout the country.
And can you give a special deal for all the Sportscast listeners?
Yes. If you go to Mind Juice, M-I-N-D, juice, like orange juice, CBD.com, and then when you go to order, there's gonna be a coupon code. If you put the Sportscast, we will give you 20% off any of our products.
There you have it. CBD is the hottest thing right now. It's the hottest thing since crack. So go to mindjuicecbd.com, mention the Sportscast, and it'll do wonders. Anyways, let's get it back.
Don't associate it with crack. Let's just remember that.
I'm just doing it for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Looking at the NFL, what a weekend, action-packed. Let's start with last night. It was a heavy defensive game between the Niners and the Seahawks, back and forth. The Niners were undefeated, but the Seahawks looked like they had more experience. What were your thoughts?
It was just – it's any given Sunday, right? So – there were some interceptions. There were some drop balls. You know, you're playing against an MVP quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback and coach. You know, somebody's due for a loss, right? So this game was in Seattle.
It was in, I think it was in Levi Stadium. Let me double check. Okay, no, but might be in Seattle. Let me check.
So anyways, just the bottom line is, you know, Russell Wilson's having a great year. I mean, he's having a great year. San Francisco is having a great year. Their defense is incredible. And they're getting a lot on Garoppolo, but, you know, there's been teams that haven't had as great quarterbacks and have gone very far. And the ones that they're thinking are super great, they're not doing as well. And with a great defense, you could win. So you know, any given Sunday, you're playing against a team, staying undefeated, staying that. Sometimes you want to get that monkey off your back, right? Everybody wants to break that record, but nobody cares. They care about the Super Bowl. They want to win the championship. So they got that monkey off their back now. The true test is going to see San Francisco's next game, right? How they handle the next game is really going to tell you about the team.
The game was played in San Francisco, Levi Stadium. I don't think it made much of a difference, didn't it? Garoppolo had 248 yards. I hate to talk about stats, but it is what it is. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but wait a second. If you're going to mention that, you got to mention how many interceptions, and then he fumbled for a score.
He had one interception.
Those are the problems.
Yeah. I bet you do remember Russell Wilson, don't you?
That's what I said. He's having an MVP year.
Yes. Underrated a little bit so far. People are looking at Lamar Jackson more than Russell Wilson. But Russell Wilson is still one of the best quarterbacks in the league, not just in fantasy, but also in real life. He had 232 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Now, what I saw compared to between Garoppolo, that they had like very similar stats, but Russell Wilson had the experience, the confidence.
The kicker missed a field goal for San Francisco, dude. They would have won the game. I mean, think about it. I mean, there's so many things that everybody wants to throw. They don't want to give a guy the credit. Russell Wilson has been named for MVP. His name has come up, so he hasn't been underrated there.
I don't think he might be number two or number three in my book, but I think right now Lamar Jackson is MVP, number one MVP candidate. And even Watson from Houston is definitely number two.
Yeah. In my opinion, Lamar Jackson's made some great plays, right? And he's done some stuff that you're like, wow. But, you know, he hasn't proven to me yet. Man, I'm sorry.
No,
you've lost games. When you win a game, you beat New England, it becomes greater. You make one great move. You know, the Deshaun Watson, I forgot who they were playing, but they game. And yet he threw the ball from inside the end zone for a first down. That was an impressive play to me, right? They still lost the game. But, you know, I think they got talent. I'd like to see that talent continue. But, you know, I think there's just too much talk when a guy does a spin move or something, makes a great play, you know, no different than the Randall Cunninghams of the day. Michael Vick was one of my most favorite players to watch. But, you know, let's see what happens because he's still got some good quarterbacks out there. Aaron Rodgers.
He's also having an MVP season.
Russell Wilson. I mean, those boys can play.
Yeah, he's also having an MVP season as well, Aaron Rodgers. A fantastic, maybe like with the new coach. Okay, let's get into the scores. Let's start off with the Giants and Jets. The Jets defeated the Giants 34-27. Two bad New York teams, Vic. I mean, I don't.
It's just disgusting. I mean, I have to bow down to the Jets because I'm just disgusted with that game. You know, just again, you know. Dude, they have no defense. They were talking about it this morning. There's no Justin Tuck. There's no LT. There's no Strahan. There's no Jean-Paul Pierre.
There's no Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, it's just disgusting, man. So, you know, and then they were winning against the Jets. Jones had a pretty good game. It was the battle of the shitty ball.
Daniel Jones has the most turnovers in the NFL as an NFL quarterback. Is that a red flag for you?
Okay, I don't know if it's a red flag. I think he's got talent. You know, he's going to need another year under this offense. I just, you know, does anyone out there really believe that Eli would have done worse than 2-something? you can't get any worse than 2-something unless you're the Dolphins. And then the Dolphins won their second game. Look at Cincinnati. So, just, you know, I'm glad he's playing. He's getting experience. But is it an eye-opener for me? No, because, you know, Eli's won, and he had a lot of turnovers. There just seems to be something there. But when you got a good defense, that don't matter.
Eli had 350 yards against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, 230 yards, one touchdown. Le'Veon Bell, 34 yards.
Let's just skip this game. That game sucked, bro. It's not even worth talking about. Man, let's get out of it.
I love talking about this game.
Unless we got a listener who wants to talk about it.
This is the best game. Best game.
That shitty ass game, bro. That shouldn't even be on the TV.
That's the best game of the weekend.
What's that?
That was the best game of the weekend.
No, Seattle, San Francisco.
Okay. Falcons defeated the Saints 26-9. What? Am I seeing that correctly?
I could not believe it. I cannot believe it. Breeze ain't back yet, right?
He don't know. He is bad. Back. Yeah, he played.
He played?
287 yards.
287 yards?
Yeah, which is pretty impressive.
180 or 200?
287 yards. Almost 300. Right. Let's round it out to 300.
What was the score?
It was 26-9. That's like three field goals.
How can you have so many yards and no points?
I don't know. The Falcons, you know, they've been going downhill a little bit, but since they traded Mohamed Sanu, they've been doing better.
I'm just in shock, man. I feel bad for the quarterback that took them there to be able to take their first loss like that and get beat down by a shitty-ass team.
Well, Brian Hill, running back, he played, he started. He had 61 yards. No, he didn't start, but he came in for Devontae Freeman, who got injured. And gave the Falcons 61 yards. Julio Jones had 79 yards. So, this Falcons team has weapons on paper. But I guess when they start, you know, if they want to play, they'll play.
Well, you know, like I said, I was, this season has been kind of
kind of weird.
It's kind of been weird. Yeah, I didn't think the Colts were going to do as good as they are. They did.
I didn't know Daniel Jones was going to start.
We're going to be as bad as they are, and they are. I knew the Dolphins were going to suck. That's the only thing I was for sure about.
I was for sure going to say Daniel Jones was going to start this season, but I didn't know it was going to be this early.
Yeah, you did say that. It was early, but they still suck. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care who's in there. If you let the other team score more than you, you lose.
Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold? Who would you take right now?
Daniel Jones.
Okay. The Chiefs lost by a field goal, 32-35 against the Titans. The Titans is led by Ryan Tannehill, which I think that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. So, I mean, everybody gets good when they leave the Dolphins. something's going on there with Kansas City. You know,
psychological.
I don't know what's happening there, but something's going on because that's, as long as they stay on top of their division, Andy Reid's a tough coach. They'll put it together. But, they're inconsistent. I mean, look how bad the Rams have gotten from there. So, I mean, I don't know what's happening with Kansas City. And the Titans have won some other games that were pretty good, too. So, I picked them a few times.
Kansas City is 6-4. Titans are 5-5. A couple weeks ago, the Chiefs were the favorites or the top two in the AFC. Now people are saying it's Baltimore. And then a couple weeks ago, it was the Colts. But now the Colts have, they lost against the Dolphins.
So did the Jets.
But don't get me wrong. I don't want the Dolphins to win because now they're at the fourth slot for the draft.
It's easier for you to say that. You ain't a player. I mean, how do you go out there and the players get penalized if they're dogging it. So you're going to penalize me for dogging it, but you try not to win? That's just some stupid stuff.
So it's hard to lose in the NFL.
Not if you're one of the greats in the NFL. I don't care if you're the 57th man on the field. You're still better than a lot of people in the world, so.
Ravens defeat the Bengals 49-13. Obviously, the Cincinnati team is now the number one slot in the NFL draft. They've been like that for 2 weeks. Is this Ravens team a force to be reckoned with, or we're just seeing smoke screens?
I don't think you're seeing smoke screens. I just, goes back to they're not as consistent as I thought they were going to be. So I don't know who's going to show up.
Ravens are 7-2.
They're pretty consistent. I mean, you can't, that's 7-2, that's actually, they're pretty consistent.
But if they go to New England, they'll probably lose.
AFC Championship. They're a good team. Seahawks are a good team. And they were both undefeated and they took their loss. I mean, that's just how it is.
Your Cleveland Browns defeated the Buffalo Bills 16-19 in Cleveland. It's one of those weird wins by Cleveland again.
Cleveland's third win?
Third win. They're 3-6, which on paper they should be, you know, like 9-2.
On paper. Bull crap. you remember early in the year, and I told you there's going to be problems with Odell.
Yeah, Odell.
Right? It was starting to brew. And, you know, his defense, you know, is not because of him. But, I mean, remember the first three games, he had less than 10 balls thrown to him. That's ridiculous.
He probably wants to go back to New York.
I don't know what these guys are, what their dish deals are. But, you know, like I said, with Cleveland, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Baker Mayfield is a guy that needs to watch what he says as a quarterback because, you know, it's a lot easier to put a target on a quarterback than it is on any other player.
Have you seen Baker Mayfield lately with, like, his mustache and he looked all sad, his hair, like, not combed?
I don't know. You know, seasons like this can make or break a quarterback. And when I say that mentally, they got to have their mental toughness has got to come in somewhere, and you can't worry about the media, can't worry about. I mean, that's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong, but you know, it's a tough position, tough sport, and you're in a town. Cleveland's got great fans, you know. So we'll see what happens there, but.
I've had some thoughts that, yeah, you're right. I mean, if he doesn't show up this year or maybe next year, then they could just move on to a different quarterback.
Yeah, he's got to, he's got to either, you know, come out strong or let's hope the rest of the season or next season. If he's having a tough season again, I think he's going to have an issue. Same thing with Donaldson.
Something to definitely look at, and the NFL is not for long for a reason. That's why they people are saying. So we'll see how Baker does. Cardinals lose against the Buccaneers, 30-27. Very low key, you know, low key teams, not playoff potential for now. But it was, you know, Buccaneers. They got their win of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know. That's, again, one of those games that, you know, I don't know what's – and let's see how Tyler Murray does, right? I mean, he's kind of – at least they haven't been bothering him, right? He hasn't been quiet. He's been playing pretty decent. Let's see how that goes.
He's doing okay so far.
Yeah. I just one of my favorite players, I think one of the most standout NFL players of character is Larry Fitzgerald. You know, I've said that a lot of times.
Yeah, well, he's like 42 years old.
I just – you know, I just think he's 36. I hope he, you know, that's one loyal guy. He hasn't been in pain, and he's definitely a Hall of Famer in my book.
You're a Hall of Famer in my book.
Well, I appreciate it. You too.
Thank you very much. Get some mind juice, CBD.com. The Bears beat the Lions 20-13. Gosh, you think the Lions can beat the Bears?
What's that?
You would think the Lions could beat the Bears.
Like I told you, man, this is a
a weird season.
You either got team. It's like there's really good teams,
like right? The Patriots,
and then there's like really bad teams,
like the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I mean, man, this is the Buccaneers, Dolphins, the Giants, the Jets, all Cincinnati, Cleveland. I mean, I've never seen so many teams so bad.
I know, choking. Now you got like the teams that are like up like here and there, like the Bears are 4-5. You know, Trubisky not living up to what I thought he might be. He's like a mediocre quarterback, just like Tannehill. Just not great, but not bad, but just mediocre, inconsistent.
When was the last time the Bears actually had like great quarterback?
Wow.
When they won the Super Bowl, my man, even though I loved them to death, McMahon. He wasn't that great of a quarterback.
They never had quarterbacks. They had like a great defense that led them. But besides exactly. That, I mean, gosh, no. I mean, Jake, who's the other guy? Jake.
No, the other guy was good from Vanderbilt. I liked him, but just never seemed to go well.
Dolphins beat the Colts 16-12. Second win for the Dolphins. In Indianapolis, of all places.
Just move on.
But I mean, the Colts did not have Brissett. They had Brian Hoyer at 204 yards. That's more than Daniel Jones.
Stop bringing up Jones. I don't give a crap about it. But, again, there's some better games to talk about what's happening there.
This is a better game. Packers beat the Panthers 24-16.
Yeah, that's a better game. And Aaron Rodgers is just, he's on fire, man. I'm telling you, he's dangerous.
He's going to win the Super Bowl this year.
He's dangerous. I mean, all that smack they talk about him and the coach and him and
and his girlfriend, Danica Patrick.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's his girlfriend. Yeah, they're good. And then the Panthers, I don't. What do you think is going to happen with Cam Newton?
I think he's I'm not sure how his contract is, but I think he's on his way out. This guy, Kyle Allen, is definitely impressing. Cam has too many injuries and maybe a attitude.
We'll see. You don't know. Maybe it's also tough, right? But
he'd be a huge free agent.
He's also got the build to come back and crush you.
I think he's banged up.
If he wants to, he can come back. He can come back on fire and go to a team. And I think wherever he goes to next, he'll help them. There'll be an upgrade.
I personally think he's banged up, so we'll see. We'll see where he goes. Maybe, well, not the Dolphins. We're gonna get a freshman quarterback. Steelers beat the Rams 17-12. Mason Rudolph.
Hey man, first of all, the Rams are just playing terrible. But I'm telling you, I love Tomlinson.
He's your man.
I look at what's the record?
5-4.
Okay, 5-4 winning record. Look at him, him and Gruden. Those are two great coaches. With all the crap they had, with all the stuff they started off, with the players they had, they're 5-4. It's a winning piece. They're not far from their division. I mean, at least I know the Raiders aren't. I don't know where the Steelers are. The Raiders got a chance to make the playoffs.
Raiders have a chance. Did they beat the Chargers last week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think they're in it to be able to a chance to meet the playoffs.
Gruden is a great coach. He's a mind. The guy is a mastermind.
When they were questioning him earlier, right? And then he started coming back, and that, in my opinion, solidified his ability to coach.
His
you
contract,
Antonio Brown, and all that stuff. So you got the East with the Patriots, and you got 6-3. Bills are showing that they can't play consistent. I only got one set of standings here. What else you got?
The Dolphins.
You got the East. You got the West. I'm telling you, the Raiders are 5-4, and Chiefs are 6-4. They got a shot. And the Steelers are 7-2. I mean, Ravens are 7-2, and the Steelers are 5-4. So that let's see the next one. So look, the wild card is open. The Colts are 5-4. Steelers are 5-4, and the Raiders are 5-4.
Can you believe it?
I'm just saying, at least those two coaches, the Steelers and the Steelers and the Raiders, had a tough start. No, would you agree?
Yeah, they had a tough start. Of course, the whole drama with Antonio Brown, the Steelers with no Big Ben. So these teams are pretty much adapting to what they have, and also comes to great coaching, great leadership, something that Victor teaches. On his side programs.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the league, I'm telling you, it's either someone 7-2, 7-3, or everybody's 5-4 or under. That's crazy.
That is. Another big game this weekend, one of the biggest games. The Vikings beating the Cowboys 20-24. Saw the end of the game, it was really good. The Cowboys were coming back, but they couldn't close it, which is typical Cowboys. It was a pretty close matchup, wasn't it?
Anytime Dallas loses, I'm happy. So, I don't really in Minnesota beating them. Minnesota 7-3. Remember, I told you that's not a bad team, but it just goes to prove the whole NFC. The Eagles got a shot, but the Giants won one game; they'd have a shot. But I wouldn't want them in there anyway.
Kirk Cousins.
The Eagles are right there with the Cowboys, and they're just inconsistent. As much as Dak Prescott, I think he's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong, but so was Romo, and everybody was always on these guys. For some reason, Dak seems to get more positive review than Romo did, and I liked Romo. That's one. And two, did you hear what Jimmy Johnson said?
No.
Jimmy Johnson, the coach from the Hurricanes, coach of Dallas, wins two Super Bowls with Dallas, really won three. because Barry Switzer took over a Johnson team. Switzer didn't really do crap, in my opinion. But he goes, I went 2 Super Bowls. I got fired. What the hell was going on with Jason Garrett?
Yeah.
That's what he said. I went to the Super Bowl, I got fired. How is Jason Garrett still coaching that team?
I don't know, but I've been hearing rumors that Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma might take that job, or the guy from that used to be the coach for Ohio State, Urban Meyer, might take over. So we'll see. I think Jason has
to. I can't imagine Urban Meyer taking over that team.
Well,
the only reason I say that is, look, when they – you know, one or they went around. You either had, well, they didn't win at Super Bowl when Parcells was there, but Parcells made a difference, and then you stay that long. Jimmy Johnson, they should have never got rid of him. And I didn't like Dallas, but I liked what he was doing. I liked Jimmy because of the Hurricanes, but and they were phenomenal, that team, man. Even though I hated them, but they were still great. And they shouldn't. I bet you they would have won at least three more. Oh, let's see, they won a third one. He would have won that one. They would have won at least 2 more Super Bowls with Jimmy Johnson.
Something to take a look at. Cowboys still have a shot. They're at 5-4. And they're sitting. Yeah, behind the Eagles. So it's going to be really competitive. I think Cowboys is probably going to be into the wild card slot, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
You don't want to admit that, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care, to be honest with you. But
I care.
Why? You like
I'm an
Dallas?
Unbiased journalist.
How can you care and be unbiased? Like, I don't care. So, therefore, you know.
I don't care. I'm unbiased.
Okay, what do we else got next?
That's it. That was the last game. I mean, unless you want to talk about San Francisco and Seattle again, but I don't think we should.
No, that was a good game there. You got 49ers, Cardinals, 3, Packers, 8-2. Look at this. Look at me. These records are incredible.
You're incredible. Saints,
the Saints. I can't believe the Saints lost.
Anything else before we head into game predictions?
Giants need defense.
Yeah, but that's not gonna. I mean, they can't fix that this year. They gotta wait till the draft or get some free agents.
Yeah, do something. I don't know. Just I'm disgusted. Oh, the last thing is they're debating whether to have Saquon Barkley, like, you know, rest out the season.
I think they should. He looked banged up. I think he's still hurt from that.
Well, if he's banged up, then I agree with it. But if he's not banged up, it's kind of hard, you know, for a player to want to do. I'm telling you, it's difficult to want to sit, dude.
It is. I know he's very competitive, but at this point, I don't think the Giants are going to compete for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Well, we'll see. If he's hurt, I wouldn't play him. But if he's not hurt. You know, you got to remember, the more reps you get, especially against the same conference, the better you're going to see the field later.
Well, there you have it, guys. That was NFL Week 10 recap. Listening to game predictions.
Yes.
Let's start off Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
Pittsburgh.
The Jets at Washington Redskins.
Oh, my God. I'll take the Jets.
Wow, I can't believe that. Jacksonville at the Colts.
Colts.
Buffalo at Miami.
Buffalo.
The Cowboys at the Lions.
I'll take the Cowboys.
Wow.
Wow.
That's tough. Texas at Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Houston, Texas at Baltimore. That's going to be a shootout. They might move that game for a Sunday night game.
Hmm.
Arizona at San Francisco.
San Fran.
They're going to bounce back. The Patriots at the Eagles. This is a key game here.
Ooh. Ooh, that's a matchup of the Super Bowl, no? 2 years ago? Nah, I don't know. I'm going to take the Patriots. I don't think they lost before the bye, right, against Baltimore. So I'll take the Patriots.
And finally, the Bears at the Rams.
Bears.
There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it. Victor Arocho, tell us one more time about CBD, mindjuicecbd.com, and how can our listeners get a good discount on it?
Well, if they go to Mind Juice, CBD, M-I-N-D, juice, like orange juice, CBD.com, and see if there's what you like there. Again, for me, I use it. I'm a big promoter. We have lots of other products. But the pain relief for before you work out, after you work out, your knee soreness is my number one product for me. And you put in the SportsCast. Okay, if you put in the SportsCast as a coupon code, we'll give you 20% discount off of any other products that you have. We also offer a 100% guarantee, 30-day 100% guarantee. So it's not.
So if you don't like it, you can return it and get your money back.
You get your money back.
That's amazing. And what is CBD? If everyone's trying to think, what is CBD, Victor? What is that?
It stands for cannabinoids. So we produce our own cannabinoids, the body. So it's an anti-inflammatory. So when you get injured, we produce our cannabinoids, and they're like CB1 and CB2 receptors in your brain. So it affects your system, your nervous system, and the receptors in your brains. So it goes in and attacks and it protects the body. So when, as you get older, you get more deficient in cannabinoids. And so CBD, by putting it on you, whether it's a topical or a tincture, helps you with certain, it's been shown to help. I'm not going to tell you the results may differ, but it's been shown to help a lot of ailments. And it's been around for over 3,000 years. So it's not like something that we don't, that hasn't, it's not tested. But that's, at the end of the day, it's made out of hemp or it's made out of a cannabis plant. Ours is purely out of hemp, so there's no THC. But it immediately reduces swelling, at least in what I've seen, reduces the swelling, what it's done for me. It reduces the pain. I just think that the market's going to be really large. I think there's more benefits from it. And I'm looking forward to more of the research because it's going to help a lot of people.
And there you have it. Go to mindjuicecbd.com. Put on the coupon code THESPORTSCAST. Get 20% off, which is hard to find these days. And you can only go on mindjuicecbd.com. You cannot find this on at Walmart, Walgreens, or Amazon. So
coming soon though to a lot of the local shops. I like dealing with the local shops in towns. So Gypsy Moon is one of them. And they got two locations.
And Victor, how can people reach you personally to talk to you about Jason Sehorn?
I like Jason, my man. You could reach me. My company, this company we started, secondary to my other company. A company works with entrepreneurs that are wearing too many hats and they're stifling their own growth. We come in and give them scalable plans and programs so they can grow their businesses. So you can reach me at Victor Arocho, ARocho.com. That's Victor Arocho, ARocho.com. Also Victor Arocho on YouTube or Twitter at V Arocho. And just hit me up with questions, sports, how to build sales teams and armies, and talk a little bit about the CBD craze. But just know that, make sure you're getting the right product that helps you.
CBD is hotter than Bitcoin, isn't it?
It is right now.
So how does new trend? Go on mindjuicecbd.com. Make sure you put it on the SportsCast for your coupon, and hopefully you guys will get healed up if you need it for athletes or for people that just are banged up knees. They worked hard and all their lives.
Backs,
and
necks.
What?
Your back, your neck.
You name it. Anywhere in your body. If you need some healing, the CBD does some miraculous things. And, of course, you can visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest. And go on our Twitter, The Sportscast One. We're live tweeting news, also tweeting on live games. Last week we had LSU and Alabama. We had some great responses. And of course, this weekend we got Auburn, Georgia. Big game. Who you got?
I'm always going to pick Georgia.
Go Bulldogs.
That's right.
College football is getting interesting tonight. I believe in 2 hours, the College Football Playoff Committee will decide who is in the top 25. To be more precise, like the top four, who makes it. Will Alabama make it in the top four tonight? Some people say no.
They're not letting the season continue? They're going to pick who's going to go to the playoffs tonight?
No, they're going to pick every week till the first week of December or second week of December. But
they're just picking the top 25.
Top 25. But this is the official. The AP poll is cute. But this one is the real deal. This is where your life is in someone's hands.
So what do we got? We got LSU.
LSU, well, as of last week, it was Ohio State number one, LSU number two, Alabama number three, and number four was Penn State. Now, Penn State lost this past week. Alabama lost. So they might move down. Clemson is expected to go up. We'll see. We just don't know what these guys are thinking.
I think Clemson should have never went down as far as they've gone. Down.
Well, they have a weak schedule, Mr. Victor Arojo. So that's the thing. But they have a big game this weekend against Wake Forest. It's not saying much, but it is a big game in their schedule. So anyways, we can't talk about college football because we're out of time.
All right.
Victor.
So we'll see what happens.
Any closing words?
Well, we'll get looking forward to next week. Let's get it on. Let's get some energy going on. Let's see what these people got to say.
Next week, we'll find out what happened to the Patriots, what happened to the Giants. Anyways, Victor.
In San Francisco. Peace.
Always a pleasure.
Have fun tonight. Go Heat.